We, you know, knew there was a population of people that maybe weren't able to come to these events, even if they were free for whatever reason. They didn't have transportation, and or maybe there's the grandmother at home with six kids. It's really hard, you know. So we decided one day, why don't we just take what we can to them? And it did start small. It started, like Beth said, with 20 live Christmas trees and us knocking on doors. And, you know, but now it's just really developed into something big and great that just proves how much it's needed and how much of a difference it can make when you're willing to say, I will go to where the need is, instead of even having people come to you necessarily. So, yeah, it was just something that we thought of. We didn't know how we were going to get there, but ironically enough, like everything has seemed to happen with this nonprofit since we decided to start it. The very next morning, I hadn't even talked to my husband about it, and he said he got online to see what his next master's class was going to be, because he was getting his master's online. And he said, oh, nonprofit law. And I said, what did you say? He said, nonprofit law. And I'm like, well, this is a good time for me to tell you that we're hoping to start this. And his instructor walked us through, and 5 short weeks later, we had our nonprofit status. And it's just kind of flowed ever since.
How did you begin that process to solicit donations or contributions?
Well, so after we received our nonprofit status in October of 2015, we did our very first project, Project Happy Christmas, 2 months later. And so we weren't sure, were we going to get one present or 50 presents? We didn't know. We ended up with 600 presents. And I think it's because it was you know, something where they didn't have to give money, they didn't have to know too much about us. All they had to do with their family was pack a box of items that a child would want or need, and we did the hard work, we delivered it for them. And so it really kind of grabbed everyone's attention. It was a great project to kick off with and get everyone familiar with what OGO does.